Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya959, and of course we're building up the conversation to key themes that we also need to bear in mind. When it comes to the investment arena, we often help you unpack the company results as we speak to different CEOs about their numbers. And I want you to pay attention to where you are. Whether it's a building, an office space, your home, or even the shopping center that you've just popped into. Bear in mind that these are owned by landlords, property companies, and some of whom might actually be listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange and listed as REITs, real estate investment trusts. Many of whom have already published their financial earnings and given us an update in terms of their performance. And we thought we'd just get a quick snapshot analysis of what kind of outcomes we've seen thus far. We've reached out to a good friend and colleague of the show, Keelan Ndlovu, independent property analyst, to give us some insight into just a few of the company updates that we've seen so far. Keelan, such a pleasure to have you with us, sir.
Thank you, Coco. Good evening.
Thank you so much for your patience and for joining us tonight. I guess first things first, when we reflect perhaps over the last 5 years, we really have seen an evolution and shift in terms of the dynamics in the property space. I referenced 2020 specifically because that was the lockdown period where REITs were actually the underperformers of the Johannesburg Stock Exchange.
Yes. So we've moved into 2020-25. It's basically a new base. We're seeing like earnings starting to normalize, as you've mentioned. COVID impact has been out of the numbers now. Working from home, everyone's probably getting back to the offices 3, 4, 5 days a week, as well as high interest rates as well. Now they're coming down, and we had probably no load shedding, or maybe just a little bit of load shedding here and there. So we're getting to a normalized base at this stage, and we're seeing the earnings starting to improve.
Got you. I'm quite keen for us to take a look at some of the best performers who shot the lights out, and I'm automatically reminded about the conversations around Waterfall, and that development keeps growing and expanding and falls under attack. Talk to us, I guess, about attack versus a few other key performers in the REITs.
So attack has done quite well last year in terms of share price. It was the best performer. And then if you look at the outlook as well, earnings did well in terms of earnings. And going forward, they're looking to grow their earnings by 24% to 27%. That's the highest in the sector. It's mainly driven by Mall of Africa. It's been doing quite well, as well as the office portfolio that keep rolling out new offices, and then industrial sector as well. And then you've got data centers. And they're also boosted by the government employees pension fund, putting money into ATTAC, and it's helped reduce their debt cost and interest cost.
Got you. That seems like a step in the right direction. And maybe help us understand the likes that are much bigger. I'm thinking Growth Point, Redefine. These are typically the juggernauts of the property space.
Yes.
Maybe Hyprop too. Did they manage to impress the market at all?
Yes, there's been actually good surprises from most of them, even Growth Point. Quite a quick turnaround. They had earnings growth outlook of -5% to -2%. And then 2-3 months later, they came up with an update that they're looking at earnings improving by 1-3% for 2025. And it's been mainly driven by the local portfolio as opposed to the offshore portfolio. They've got assets in Australia, Eastern Europe, and the UK. They've sold out of the UK. But the big driver has been the V&A waterfront in Cape Town, which has been growing quite phenomenally. So V&A is growing at more than double the rate of other properties across the country, with net property income growth of like 16-17% compared to the sector at about 6-8%.
I guess depending on which CEO you speak to and which sectors they have exposure to, we've seen growth and development in many sweet spots. But I'm keen to talk about regions as well, Keelan. And Eastern Europe has been attracting a great amount of attention by the South African REITs of late. Has that proven to be a fruitful exercise for many of them?
Yes, it continues to be. The bigger players will be NEPI and MESS doing quite well. We are starting to see the earnings slow down of a low of a high base, with NEPI Rockcastle growing at 1.5% in euros. But on the other side, you've got MESS Real Estate. They've got 21 to almost 33% earnings growth. They're a developer. They are opening a new mall. It's called Mall of Moldova in the next 2 months, and that's going to help to boost their earnings. And in terms of local players, we've got so many players who've been going into Eastern Europe. Emira is the one that's just come through now, buying industrial portfolios. and then Beston as well, mostly in the industrial space for the local focus companies. And then you do have retail as well. Office market is still quite challenging there.
Gotcha.
But Eastern Europe makes up over a third of the listed property sector on the JSE.
Whoa, that's a big number. A third?
Yes, it's huge. It is huge. Yeah.
And you've been monitoring the property space for quite some time, Keelan. I guess just top of mind and out of interest, has this been a progressive shift that I guess got more aggressive post the pandemic?
Yes, if you look at the earnings last year, the sector delivered negative earnings growth of -3%, -4%. And then going forward for 2025, we're looking at a big improvement, about 3% to 4% earnings growth on average. And investors will get 8% to 10% yield. And then from a balance sheet perspective, the balance sheets are quite solid at about 39% loan to values compared to the maximum allowed by the banks at 50%. So it's basically a new normal for the property sector, despite some challenges like your water issues and infrastructure. Yeah. But things are a lot better this year.
Got you. One of the few companies that hasn't offered us any guidance just yet has to be Delta. And man, oh man, has this been a business that has gone through so much distress over the last few years. I remember when it was really this a great jewel in terms of opportunity in the property space. But it's gone, yes, through ongoing financial challenges. And just recently in the headlines also mentioned that it's impacting or implementing a new strategy to maintain its growth and has decided to put its tallest building that sits in Durban up for sale. Maybe give us a little bit more context, yes, around Delta and just the debt burden that it remains under at the moment.
Yeah, so the biggest challenge with Delta is that it's got government-tenanted buildings, and most of them, they're on like month-to-month or 3 or 6 months leases. They can't get long leases from government or Department of Public Works. So that's a big challenge for them. So if you don't have long leases, it's difficult to get long-term debt with the banks. Mm. And they've seen the asset, and you can't maintain your buildings as well because you don't know whether the tenant is going to leave in a few months. And then also your CapEx probably challenges there. And the loan-to-value has gone up to, it's about 59%. As I mentioned, the sector is sitting at 38%, 39%. And banks want your loan-to-value to be maximum 50%, so you're above that threshold. So that's why they're forced to sell buildings, including the iconic buildings, to reduce the debt levels. Mm.
And a lot of that also has to do with, I guess, having government as a tenant, right? There's been a lot of views in terms of how sustainable that has been as a model. Does that also feature as one of the reasons why Delta finds itself in this position?
Yeah, that's probably the challenge as well. So the biggest issue is around, as I mentioned, the leases. You need longer leases.
Yeah.
And then, so like if you work on 2 or 3 months, it's just not easy. Maintenance, and then you're seeing government as well diversifying as well into different markets, so the CBD, Sandton, Pretoria as well. So that's the challenge for Delta. And governments are probably expanding given the challenges as we had with the budget. There's not much enough money out there.
Got you. To close off with, this is a question you probably get from many friends and peers in the investment community at the Braai, the school drop-off, in the boardroom. But if you could, yes, choose and select a few great stocks or REITs for one to actually invest in, are you at liberty to share any that we should perhaps keep on our radar?
Yes, it's always an interesting one. I guess in terms of income growth, if you're looking at good growth prospects, as we mentioned, Attack is growing at 24%. Fortress as well is doing quite well. And we like Resilient and Fairvest with exposure to township and rural retail.
Yes.
And Vogile in Spain as well. So that we consider that. And then some stocks that are looking cheap as well is Redefine. They've been busy repairing their balance sheet and fixing their portfolio. Mm. And their growth is likely to turn positive. They've given a guidance of between 0% to 6% growth. So that's one to watch out for.
Got you. Oh, you've given us quite a few. Thank you so much, Keelan. Always such a pleasure speaking to you, learning from you, and of course, helping us get a better and deeper understanding of the listed property space in South Africa. Thank you again.
You're welcome. Thanks, Google. Cheers.
Keelan Ndlovu joins us as an independent property analyst, giving us some insight into real estate investment trusts. In other words, the property companies. Next time you go into a mall or an office space, just take a look and, you know, look out for the sign that might say owned by Growthpoint, managed by Redefine, owned by HighProp. And that will give you a different perspective into these businesses that we typically talk about and how they essentially are impacted. So do bear in mind that this is how we try to make business practical for you. And what greater way to know that, okay, you might experience the business in its space, in its service offering, in the products that they might provide, but you also have an opportunity to invest in them because they are on the JSE.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.